Hi guys, welcome back for episode 40. So last week we discussed conversion rates and how to turn prospects into paying clients. The key takeaway with last week was that it's not enough to optimize conversion. If the wrong people are entering your funnel, your results will still lag. Today, we're focusing on attracting the right people to your website. Because traffic alone doesn't grow a business, the qualified traffic does.
100%. And the thing is, just because you're getting more traffic to your website, Chloe, does not necessarily mean that you're going to be able to drive more revenue, more conversions, and certainly more leads, especially when it's unqualified. It just makes things, everything actually in the whole sales process, much, much harder. And qualified traffic reduces wasted spend on marketing and improves conversion ROI. So when you're spending whatever you're spending, you know, $100,000 a month, $5,000 a month on paid search or paid social or whatever it is, or maybe a mix of that, what it basically means is the money you're spending on driving that traffic to your site
is just being wasted because you're not actually generating a return on your investment.
Yeah, 100%. An example of this, right? You could have two websites that get 10,000 visitors a month. One has highly qualified targeted visitors, and the other has just general traffic, people that are just coming through. There's maybe even clicked on a link, but they're not qualified. I can guarantee you that the targeted site will convert 10 times more leads and 10 times more conversions and drive a hell of a lot more revenue than the one that is not driving the targeted visitors.
Yeah. The thing you have to remember when you're driving traffic to your website is you have to think about quality over quantity. And that's in anything in life. You know, better leads equals more sales, faster growth, and less friction when you're doing follow-ups.
That's right. And the thing is as well, I mean, when your prospects or leads are unqualified, it just wastes your sales team's time. You know, you don't want to be wasting time trying to nurture or speak to people that really are not qualified, probably don't have the funds, the authority.
You'll just end up frustrated and, you know, you're trying to fight for that, you know, that lead. That's not what you want. Gets frustrating and annoying, and you'll probably end up losing passion in your job or getting burnt out from, you know, not getting those sales in.
Well, that's right, because you're just essentially wasting time. Your sales team's time is much better spent on qualified leads and things, and you can pretty much guarantee that, you know, when a qualified lead comes through, it's so much easier to convert as well as obviously an unqualified lead. So it's much better to drive those qualified leads.
Yeah.
Now, one of the ways you can do that is you can define your ideal visitor or ideal customer persona in B2B world. So an ICP, just in case someone's jumping in on this podcast, is your ideal customer persona. So basically, if in the B2B landscape, that would be something like a particular company maybe, or a company in a particular industry. And then from there, you would then devise buyer personas, because in the B2B world, generally there's a group of people or the C-suite which make the decision, the buying decisions. You know, it could be the CFO or the maybe the CMO and along with the CEO and things like that. So there's generally a buying committee. Now, in B2C, there could also be a buying committee, and that buying committee could be a husband and wife, for instance, if they're buying a high ticket item like solar. So if you're even in the BEC kind of area, you know, it's so important to define your ideal visitor. So you can develop a clear ICP, ideal customer profile, with firmographics, demographics, behaviours, pain points, their goals, you know, their family, how they eat, when they go out to play, et cetera, et cetera.
What car they drive.
That's right. So the more detailed you can be with your ICP and your buyer personas, the much better you'll be at targeting those, especially when you're using, you know, like paid search and things like that, and be able to drive better ROI.
Yeah.
Now, one of the good things to make sure you're included in that is to segment your audience. So that could be high value versus low value visitors, warm versus cold traffic. And you really want to try and do that so that you're speaking the right message to the right people at the right time. And again, that allows you to really focus on your target audience. And you can just ask yourself, you know, who benefits most from my product or service, and who will actually take the action when they land on the landing page, which could be a video sales letter or a service page or a product page. But it's super, super important to define your ideal visitor.
Yeah, and I believe we've done a podcast on this as well, so I'll link that down below. So some channels to attract your qualified traffic. You have your organic search, which is your search engine optimization or SEO. And that's the targeted keywords that your ideal audience are searching for. So if you have a pool company in Mackay, they might be searching up, you know, pool professionals Mackay or pool builders Mackay, pool builders near me. And that's the keywords that you want to show for in your organic search.
And there's an important thing to note here as well, Chloe, now that we've got the advent of AI. Anyone that's used Google recently or other search engines will see that, you know, they now have AI mode in there. There's actually AI answers at the top of the sponsored links now as well. So AI is taking a prominent featured section on that search page. So people, when they're searching for things now, which would normally be via like a search engine like Google, would normally see like the paid search results, and then they see the map, and then they see the organic results. But because the AI answers are at the top now, and that's not changed yet, what's actually happening is people are getting answers they're looking for without clicking on any content or any of the map listings or any of the organic stuff. And so what that's leading to is zero clicks. Zero click searches. And so if anyone looking at their analytics will actually start to see that less and less people are visiting their website because they're getting answers online. Now, one of the important things about that particular system now is AI gets this information from the web, or most of it anyway. So provided you're answering the questions that people are typing in, it'll be your website that's actually providing the answer. And AI provides links to your website with those answers and things like that. So it's really important to make sure that when you're doing organic search and you're using that channel to attract qualified traffic, that you include AI with a strategy that includes AI to deliver that content and hopefully drive qualified leads.
Yeah. The next one is your paid ad. So this is pay-per-click or PPC. Could be on your social media, so like Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram. So you use targeting features to reach specific demographics, industries, or behaviors with this one. The third one is social media. So this is also organic. You focus on, you know, platforms that your ICP spends time and craft content for their needs. So educational content, you know, repurposing your blog content, how-to videos, podcast clips, you know. You want to really nurture them and create a community on your social media.
And what I would say there, Chloe, especially for like B2B, I mean, being up here in Mackay, for instance, I know that a lot of B2B organisations here don't use LinkedIn, for instance, as much as they probably should. So they're leaving a lot of growth and a lot of revenue on the table by not doing that. So if you're a B2B company and you're not using LinkedIn, you need to start thinking about using LinkedIn as your strategy. You'll probably have more success with LinkedIn than you will with any other social platform.
Next one is referrals and partnerships. So, you know, leverage those complementary brands to access their audience as well. Now, you need to be careful with this and not just choose any brand for the sake of, you know, they want to do that. You need to make sure that you're choosing brands and referrals and partnerships that are aligned with your vision, mission, core values, and your goals, and they have similar ICPs to you as well, or an ICP that you want to tap into more prominently. Last one is content marketing and thought leadership. Now, we've spoke about this heavily on the podcast, and that's attracting people who resonate with your insights and values. You know, like we said, the podcast clips, the blog articles, the repurposing those blog articles as carousels on LinkedIn and Instagram. You know, you really want to nurture and teach people, educate them.
And again, you know, when you mix that with the with LinkedIn, for instance. I mean, that's where a lot of thought leadership happens, especially in the B2B side of things. There are other communities and things like that that people can join, but certainly that's a big one, especially nowadays where everyone seems to be doing the same thing. You know, when you're actually putting your head up and they see sameness and becoming a thought leader and actually telling people what your opinions are, irrespective if they're good, if people resonate or people go against it, it's actually usually good for you and your business anyway. So something that should be definitely considered as part of a strategy.
Yeah. So optimizing your website for qualified leads. Now, we have done a podcast on optimizing a landing page. Some of them do have similar aspects to them, but not exactly the same. So I'll link that below if you do want to have a watch and learn a few things. So you want to align landing pages and messaging with the visitor's intent. So if you're targeting, you know, CEOs, you want to ensure that it's, you know, the language is the same, your language. So instead of saying, I do this, I do that, it's your, we'll generate you more money, you know, make them really feel something. Next one is ensure a seamless, frictionless journey to conversion. So we spoke about this in the last episode with customer experience. You want to make it nice and simple, quick for your customers to come on and convert to you.
And the thing is, that's also about making sure that, you know, when people land on the page is focuses on the intent of them actually being there. You know, so if it's something about, you know, LinkedIn, for instance, and how to use LinkedIn for to grow your business, then that's what the user expects to see. Just make sure that when you're providing that content and things, that you do have other things on there, like, you know, clear CTAs throughout the content, maybe even offer more information, reference other content like what we do with our podcast and our blog articles and things like that, just to help them, not to help nurture them through that. You know, their journey, if you like, but making sure that the journey to conversion is frictionless, especially if it's like an e-commerce product and things, you need to make it easy for people to buy.
The next one is track behavior to continuously improve pages for those high value prospects. And that's also about tapping into the data as well and making sure that all your decisions are data informed.
Well, what we do now is we want to track and measure the success of what we are doing. And the first thing we would do is we would look at metrics like bounce rate, session duration, pages per visit, lead quality, conversion rate, optimization. You could do, if you're doing paid ads, you could be doing click-through rates, and there's so many other different metrics that we could be talking about. The tools and things that you would generally use, well, we always set up like the whole Google suite of tools, which is Google Search Console for SEO, Google Analytics for SEO, and tracking other Google tools. That allows you to use things like even heat maps, CRM tracking. You can also integrate UTM parameters. We can actually link our UTM tool down below, maybe with a blog article as well. And from there, you need to analyze which channels are delivering the best quality traffic and essentially double down on that. So if you're B2B, you're seeing that, well, you know what? There's only 500 visitors a month coming from LinkedIn, but I'm getting 1,500 from Facebook, but I'm only converting 1% on Facebook, whereas I'm converting 30% from LinkedIn. So obviously, what you would do there is you would bin Facebook and you would focus more effort on getting more conversions from LinkedIn.
Yeah.
What you need to do, you just need to keep adjusting and measuring and adjusting and measuring and adjusting. And that might also mean that you adjust your messaging and targeting traffic if the conversions are low. So, for instance, if you're pushing some content on LinkedIn, as an example, you'd want to maybe start testing things like your creative, your content, you know, who it is that you're actually trying to speak to, your headline, which is probably one of the biggest things. And this is the same across the board, you know, if you're sending out emails, the same thing. But when you're doing conversion rate optimization, not so much on your website, but on the ads and things, what you want to do is you want to test one thing at a time.
Awesome. So some actionable takeaways for you guys to implement this week. I want you to clearly define your ICP and segment visitors by value and intent. I want you to focus on channels and campaigns that will reach the right people. I want you to align landing pages, offers, and messaging with audience needs. I want you to continuously measure quality, not just the quantity of traffic. And lastly, I want you to optimize based on behavior and conversion performance. Awesome. So next week on the Adonis Effect, we're taking all the traffic you've attracted and turning it into a predictable growth engine. So we'll explore systemized lead nurturing and automated marketing strategies and how to engage prospects consistently, build trust over time, and convert them into loyal long-term clients. So if you want to move from sporadic leads to a steady, predictable pipeline that fuels growth, then don't miss episode 41.
Great.
We'll see you on the next one.
Bye.
Bye.